Okay, and we are live. Welcome to another episode, the ARC English Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about five tangible ways that you can improve your accent in English, things that you could start doing today if you really want to. I'm going to rank them in order from the best methods to the worst methods, one through five, okay? So if you're watching this on Facebook or YouTube, if you'd like to support the platform, you could simply do so by liking the video. It'll help the algorithm spread the message to other people who are also trying to improve their English skills. And if you have any questions throughout the stream, if you're watching this on Facebook or YouTube, you can jump right into the chat. You can ask away, and periodically I'll stop and I'll answer any of the questions that you guys may have. Okay. And if you'd like me to create an episode based on anything that you're struggling with when it comes to learning English, simply send us an email at arcenglish123@gmail.com, or you can just comment down below and we'll help you out. Okay, so the first method that I would recommend to improve your pronunciation in English would be to listen to native English speakers and imitate them. This is called the shadowing technique. This is a technique that has been proven over time to work really successfully. So I'd highly recommend this first. There are many different ways to do it, but I honestly, from everything that I've seen through all the people who I've helped as well, just through social media, this technique seems to be the most effective. This technique seems to be the most reliable. It seems to get results much more than the other techniques that I'm going to talk about here. So the next one that I would recommend would be to record yourself. You'd actually be surprised at how much progress you can make on your own, by yourself, without any native English speakers, without any extra help. You can actually make a ton of progress by yourself when it comes to improving your pronunciation, okay? So, for example, while you're in the shower, when you wake up in the morning, before you go to bed, just exercising your mouth to speak the English language, just exercising your mouth to practice your pronunciation is actually what's going to take you to the next level of English. This is simply how it works with a lot of things in life. If you want to learn how to play an instrument, if you want to learn how to shoot a soccer ball or a basketball, it will take repetition. And once you've done it so many times over and over again, then it's simply going to wash over and it'll become natural. It'll become second nature, essentially. Okay. So just to recap, the first thing that I'd recommend is to listen to native English speakers and imitate them using the shadowing technique. The second thing I'd recommend is to actually record yourself and critique your own pronunciation compared to native English speakers. Now, the third thing that will work the best for you is going to be using pronunciation applications, okay? Now, there are a lot of them out there, and it's kind of difficult to pick one sometimes because you're kind of wondering which one is good, which one is a waste of time, which one's actually going to get you results. Are there free ones that I can use? Do I have to pay for them? There are lots of good free ones that you can use, 100% free. I'd recommend using those. This is good if you're at the beginner level, if you're starting from scratch, zero, nothing. If you're close to the beginner level, or if you really, really need to reform your pronunciation, using these apps like Duolingo or Babbel or whatever the app is, they can help. They can help reform your pronunciation. However, I will say that this is something that should be supplementary to your learning, and it should not be the only thing that you rely on. If you just rely on this method, it's going to be extremely difficult to see noticeable results in a short period of time. It's going to take you a really long time, a lot of time and effort before you actually start seeing significant progress, okay? Which is why I would recommend the other two methods that I just spoke about before over this one, okay? You can use applications, but I would not rely on them, okay? And before we move to number four, we have some chats here. Eel, hello. Hello, Eel. Welcome back. Nice to see you again. And yeah, if you guys have any questions throughout the stream, you can jump in and ask away. I see a couple of questions here by Mahendra and Asma. I will get to all of them at the end. So you can ask your questions in the chat and I will address all of them at the end of this stream. Okay. Now, the fourth one would be practicing, I would say taking pronunciation lessons with an English tutor is probably the fourth best method you could use. Okay. Now, you might think that this would be the best method to get a tutor, but getting a tutor, contrary to popular belief, it's not going to magically solve all your problems. If you pay an English tutor to help you learn English, you are not magically going to learn English. They are not going to come and save you. You are still going to need to work hard and you're going to need to put forth the effort on your own, in your own time, by yourself. There are a lot of things you're going to still need to do by yourself in order to become fluent in the English language. Just because you pay a tutor does not mean you're going to become fluent at all. So don't get it twisted. Now, an English tutor can help guide you in the right direction. They can help critique you and tell you what you're doing wrong and what you need to change. You can use them periodically to really exercise your skills in a non-judgmental setting. However, you will need to practice outside of your lessons with this tutor. You cannot rely on the tutor to actually make you fluent in the English language. You'll still need to put in the work, okay? So don't get confused by that. And then the last method that I'd recommend, not before the other ones, but the last one I'd recommend would be practicing and studying the phonetic alphabet in the English language. Now, I don't recommend this because you don't necessarily need to study on such a profound level in order to improve your pronunciation. This is really old school. This is something that they would do before modern technology was here, before they can use an application, before all of this stuff existed. People would study phonetic alphabets and learn languages that way. I don't recommend it over the other four methods just because you don't have to do that in order to become fluent in English. It's not necessary. I've become fluent in another language without studying the phonetic alphabet at all. Okay, so this is a method that can work extremely well if you take it seriously. Although if you don't have a lot of time on your hands, I would advise against doing it. I think there are so many other ways that you can become fluent for sure. Okay, so to recap, the five ways. So first and foremost, you should listen to native English speakers and follow the shadowing technique. That is going to work the best for you. You are going to get the most results by doing that, by far, in my opinion. Okay. The second thing you can do is simply record yourself and critique yourself. This works better if you have experience learning a language before. If this is not the first language that you're trying to learn, this will come more natural to you. And you'll be able to critique yourself learning the English language a lot better than someone who has never learned a language before. But this can work really well if you do it consistently. Okay, and then number three would be using language learning apps that are geared around pronunciation. Okay, this is something you can do if you've been struggling for a long time to improve your pronunciation. You can go back and you can reform it by using all of these new applications and even some of them that have been around for a long time, Duolingo. I think these can help your pronunciation, but you should not rely on them. Okay. They can absolutely help, but it should be a bonus. It shouldn't be the one thing you're doing to improve your pronunciation. Okay. Number four would be taking pronunciation classes with an English tutor. Okay. So to take pronunciation classes with an English tutor, again, this is something that can help you. This could be a good bonus. I would not rely on it. They're not magically going to make you fluent in English. It can be really effective if you do it consistently. And if your tutor is good and they're giving you homework and advice and a bunch of stuff that you can do on your own time. Otherwise, I would not recommend this. I would not recommend relying on it entirely. Okay. And then number five, I would say, right, practice the phonetic alphabet. Study the phonetic alphabet. Learn all the different types of pronunciations in the English language, all the sounds that your mouth will need to make, and speaking will become more natural. I don't think you have to do this. I've seen so many people become fluent without doing this, but this is a method that that could help without question. Okay. Now, before we wrap up, we have some questions here. If you have any questions at all, we're going to get to the Q&A part of this episode. I'm going to answer all of your questions. And if anything, now is the time. Okay, Asma, can you teach us how to write a good structure? So to write a good structure, so it depends what level of English you're at right now. You can always use books as a good reference because books typically go through a long editing process before they're actually published. So books are typically like a pretty decent point of reference for what a good writing structure looks like. However, with that being said, this is a question or a whole nother episode in and of itself. If you're talking about like breaking down how to structure an essay from the topic down to the body paragraph, down to the conclusion, it depends on the subject. There are a lot of nuances that go into writing a good essay or a good long form piece of written material. So, and Mahendra says, how can I improve my fluency? Yes. So if you want to improve your fluency, that's a broad question. But what I will say is you're going to want to improve every single skill of the English language. Do not ignore any of them, okay? So that means improve your reading, your writing, your listening, your speaking, and even reform your grammar, okay? And your vocabulary. Don't stop improving your vocabulary too. If you can put all of those things together, that's what's really going to make you fluent. That's what's going to make you truly fluent in the English language. If you ignore some of them, if you neglect some of them, that's going to be a lot more difficult. It's going to make life a lot more difficult for you to learn the English language, okay? You need vocabulary. You do need at least a basic level of grammar, and you need the other four skills, okay? So don't ignore any of them. Make sure you're doing all of them. That would be my two cents. Musab, oh, welcome back, our lovely teacher. I have a respect and love for you. Wow, thank you, Musab. Nice to see you again. It's been a while. It's nice to see you again on the stream. Welcome back. Eel, thank you, of course. Mohammed, you look like football players Bellingham. Okay, got you. Okay, so yeah. To recap, that's it. I would recommend that you do these five things to improve your English pronunciation. I would do a combination of a few of them if you can afford the time. If you don't have the time, I'd recommend the shadowing technique is what you focus on the most. I think you're going to get the most noticeable results by doing that. You're going to simultaneously improve your listening and your speaking. And even your reading too, if you're reading subtitles. And your vocabulary, even your grammar, if you're really attentive. This is really efficient, okay? Shadowing technique is extremely efficient. It works. It's worked for people for a very long time now, before I was born. So definitely refer to that strategy, okay? And if I had anything else to say as a bonus tip, it would just be practice regularly. Make it consistent. Don't go on and off. Just find the time that's realistic that you can put it forth every single day and do that every single day. Make learning English a part of your lifestyle, okay? It's not something you're going to turn on and turn off. It's actually a part of you. It's a part of your whole lifestyle. It's a part of your whole life routine, okay? If you can do that, then you're going to see improvement from today all the way until the day that you die, okay? So there you go. Now, if you have any other questions, if there's anything you're struggling with when it comes to learning the English language, if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Music, you can simply send us an email, arcenglish123@gmail.com. And if you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook, you can simply leave a comment down below posing your question, whatever it is, and I'll be sure to answer it and make sure you are helped. Asma, how can I increase my vocabulary? Yes, there are many ways to increase your vocabulary. So the first thing, the thing I'd recommend that would be the most useful would be, it depends what level of English you're at. If you're at the beginner level of English, I would start with the most common words in the English language. I just try to learn like the 500 to 1,000 most common words in the English language, okay? If you're at the intermediate level, this is something that you can do much more passively, okay? Honestly, just by consuming content with subtitles and then actually seeing how these new words are pronounced and used in a media context. If you're watching a YouTube video, an Instagram reel, or a movie or a TV show, or even an interview or a podcast, I mean, if you can see how a word on a subtitle is actually applied, that is going to passively increase your vocabulary just by you watching and consuming English content. Okay. Now, if you're at the advanced level, the same rule really applies. But if you really, really want to learn a super high and advanced level of English vocabulary, you could read the thesaurus. But another way that you can do that is just make sure that the content you're consuming is geared around subjects that are actually applicable to your lifestyle. Okay. So if you want to be a lawyer, then maybe you should be consuming media, content, advice, and information that has to do with law. You know, maybe if you want to do something else, you're consuming another subject. Okay. So that's how you should go about that. And that is all for today. Again, if you guys have any questions, leave a comment down below. If you'd like to support the platform, you can simply do so by liking the video on whatever platform you're on. Help the algorithm spread the message to other people trying to improve their English. And that is all for today. Until next time.